Hello, this is Michael calling for Opinion Research, a public opinion polling firm. I'm calling to ask for help with a short four-question survey on important issues facing Texas. May I please speak with Michael Anderson?
You started talking before I can get you on the speaker on the Bluetooth. Who are you with again?
Oh, I'm calling for Opinion Research, a public opinion polling firm. I'm calling to ask for help with a short four-question survey on important issues facing Texas.
Okay. Yeah, quickly.
Okay. You're Michael Anderson?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about how you vote in state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote for more for Republicans, more Democrats, or even mixed from both parties?
Probably mostly Republican. But,
okay.
Probably mixed. It's mixed as well. I'm not like tied to one party.
Okay. So, and would you say you only vote for Republicans or Democrats, or do you occasionally vote for the opposite?
Occasionally vote for the opposite. I mean, usually Republicans' ideas, they line up with mine more so than Democrats, but, you know, sometimes there's...
Okay, would you say both parties?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor of Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat or
strongly?
Strongly
approve. I wouldn't say somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. If the general election for president of the United States were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
And would you probably or definitely be voting for that candidate?
I definitely would not be voting for Biden.
Okay. So would you say probably or definitely voting for Trump?
Definitely. Voting for.
Thank you. Excellent. So which statements comes closest to your opinion on guns? We need to make drastic changes to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault weapons, or we need common sense gun reform in Texas, like universal background checks, or we need to protect the Second Amendment, and we don't need any kind of new laws restricting the right to keep and bear arms.
I would say that I would be okay with the second choice.
Okay, the common sense gun reform.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Goodbye.